Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
30 minutes from now, Pro Football Hall of Famer Dan Fouts is on the show talking Steelers-Ravens this weekend, as well as some other NFL subjects we want to cover with him. What do you think of the Redskins' win over the Raiders? Does he give them a chance against the Chiefs? 1 o'clock, we'll help you get your fantasy football lineups squared away with Andy Behrens of Yahoo Sports. That is 58 minutes from right now on Grant and Danny. 12:18, we're going to get into what is at stake. I finally feel like we're starting to turn the page. I hope the Redskins aren't doing what we're doing in town. It's been a lot of celebrating, a lot of happiness still about that win over the Raiders, and there should be. But normally by now, we are all in on the next week, especially if it's a loss. I still feel like we're looking back a lot because it was that fun.
I'd like to look back a little tiny bit more because it was so much good.
Let's get to your Beltway Blitz. J.P. Finley covers the Redskins for CSNMidAtlantic.com. Do you feel like in town we're slowly getting to the Chiefs more so than we normally do because we just enjoyed that Raiders game so much, or is that my own flawed perception?
No, I don't think the perception is flawed. I think the fact that it's a Monday night game and there was no Skins practice yesterday, there was no Jay Gruden presser, there was no Kirk Cousins presser, all that stuff being a day later is what's kind of slowing down the preparation for the Chiefs. I think if you had a full day of me and Hoffman and Jonesy and Kime and everybody tweeting out quotes and pictures from practice, and we had new Kirk Cousins stuff and new Jay Gruden comments, and we had injury updates, I think folks would already be focused on Kansas City.
Longtime Major League Baseball center fielder Jimmy Pearsall Finley. Do we see more Josh Doctson, or are we going on a one catch through three games kind of ratio for him? Did he earn himself some more targets here this week?
I definitely think he's going to get new targets. I think this was the first week he out-snapped Ryan Grant. I think you're going to continue to see that trend and kind of that growth between the two of them. And the more he's on the field, the more he's going to make plays. Both Doctson and Cousins, Cousins said it with you guys, that you know throwing that kind of deep 50-50 ball is not something he loves to do. But he did it. It worked. And that's the kind of thing that will persuade him to do it again. Doctson said he said he believes he's showing Kirk that he can trust him to make those plays. And I think, you know, Doctson's a growth stock right now. I would buy some if you could.
Could people deal with Cousins taking more risks, throwing a couple more picks, making a few more big plays down the field? Because I'm on record saying they can't.
You know, at this point, you'd like to think maybe they could, but it's hard to know. As far as with fans, after the Eagles game, certainly when he didn't play well, but then, you know, even the Rams game, he played pretty good to somewhere between okay to pretty good. Folks still kind of jump on Kirk whenever there are mistakes, right or not. I mean, I think it was Steinberg said, you know, we can't let every throw Kirk makes be a referendum on the next contract. So you'd like to think that's not the situation, but at times it appears that way. He certainly buys himself the ability to have a couple mistakes when he goes 25 of 30 for 365. I mean, he was so dominant against Oakland that I think you just want him to do that again. And if that means taking deep shots, take them. But Kirk goes where the open receiver is, and I think that's the smartest way to play.
Hilarious and overweight comedian John Panette Finley. What do we know about the running back spot here? P. Ryan banged up with his hand. Kelly's still nursing the rib. Chris Thompson gets 70 yards every time he touches the football. Mac Brown was an efficient runner in this ballgame. What's the latest here heading into week four?
I'm literally trying to Google famous people with DR initials, and Google's letting me down. So you got to give me that question one more time. I'm sitting on my computer trying to do that.
Handicap the running back spot for me. Bruised hand for P. Ryan, Kelly with a rib situation that he's still kind of nursing. What do we know going into week four?
We'll know a lot more today, depending on if Rob Kelly's out there or not. But last week, Kelly practiced, and Kelly personally told me he wanted to play. He thought he would play. I think the trainer shut him down. It's going to be interesting because I think Mac Brown showed he can be effective for them as well. So why would you play an injured guy? A rib cartilage injury just sounds painful. And Rob Kelly put some additional pads on last week in practice, but I don't know that can really sustain him from NFL contact against those things. Chris Thompson is going to clearly stay in his role, even if it grows a little bit week by week at the rate he's producing. But it's too early to say if it's P. Ryan or Kelly. Gruden did say that P. Ryan dodged a major bullet. Nothing's broken in that hand, and that I think it's just contusion.
Thanks, JP. Good stuff.
Thank you, guys. Take care.
You bet. Let's talk baseball. Beltway Blitz continues with Chelsea Janes. Last night, the Nats didn't get a good start from Tanner Roark, but game number two for Bryce Harper. What have we seen so far that we like from Bryce?
You know, I'm not in Philly, so I was kind of watching from afar, but I think, frankly, just the fact that he's there. I mean, it sounds really oversimplistic, but I think the fact that he's able to be out there and playing these games and easing, you know, in a little bit by little bit here is pretty much all you need to know. You know, he's getting at bats. He's getting at bats against Major League Pitching. He got his first hit the other day. Just a little step-by-step is happening, and he's looked fine doing it, and all indications are that he's fine. And, you know, it's Bryce Harper. The rest is going to come. He's just got to get in these games and stay healthy.
Chelsea, the Cubs have been playing meaningful baseball here of late. The Nats haven't. It's a credit to the Nationals, by the way. It's a bad division, and the Nats ran away with it. They've earned this right to be on cruise control to try to get guys healthy and everything else. Anything to September of, you know, 8-9 in their last 17 games, averaging around 3 runs a game. Cubs 12-3, averaging over 6 runs per game. Anything to momentum here, or is it all washed away because it's the division series and they got to wait 5 days to play anyway?
I tend to think the latter. You know, I think we have seen over the years people that have to sit and wait to sort of, you know, get stale. But frankly, I just think these guys care too much about this. Like, you know, it's the Cubs. They hate the Cubs. It's the division series. They hate the fact that they lose the division series. It's just all sort of washed away in the fact that they think this is the team and they're built so well to win. And, you know, I think those 4 days are a huge equalizer. So besides, when you look at the run scoring, you know, this month, I think you've seen no Murphy in the lineup for days at a time, no Zimmerman. You know, it just hasn't really been the full crew. So I tend to think it's fine and you don't have to worry about momentum, but I guess we'll all find out together.
Yes, we will. It's going to be fun as they're playing the Cubs, as you mentioned, in the division series. We learned that formally last night. How do you think they match up?
You know, I think they match up really well. And I think one thing that's going to really be interesting to watch is whether or not the Nats can run all over them like they did when Trey Turner was healthy. They just, I think he had 7 stolen bases in 4 games. He's obviously not the only guy on that roster that can run. And in a series where the little things are going to matter, like we know they do at that time of year, I think that that's a really big advantage. And I think, you know, the pitching, they match up fine in the rotation. The bullpen is now at a place where they match up well, if not better. And I think you look at the running game, if you really need, you know, all things being equal, which I'm not sure they are, and say, wow, that's a place where the Nats can really kind of, you know, put the needle in and bug these guys. And I'll be interested to see if that's the case this time around or if the Cubs have made any adjustments there.
Chelsea, who's the guy that when you're playing Chicago, if you're the Nationals, you know, the way that Joe Madden basically said, Bryce ain't beating us, and he walked him 77 times, whatever it was in that series a couple years ago. Who's the guy that if you're in the Nats strategy meetings, you go, we can't let blank beat us?
Yeah, I think it's the big two. I think it's either Bryant or Rizzo, depending on who you are, depending who's pitching. But, you know, we haven't really seen them take that approach a whole lot, you know, where they really just are, you know, pitch around one guy. I mean, even Stanton, they went right at. I think they kind of pitched around Yelich a little bit. I mean, I would say maybe Rizzo if they had to pick, but I'm not sure that they feel like they do. I really think that they feel pretty good about their chances against those guys, and I think that's borne out in the way they've pitched them, you know, over the 2 series they played them this year and last year.
Chelsea Janes of the Washington Post on our Beltway Blitz. Thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
What would a Redskins win over the Chiefs mean? Think about that for a second. What would a loss mean?
Let's dream on it.
We'll discuss that next on Grant and Danny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.